I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. Thanks for being here this Monday. No one said compromise is easy, but when one side of the immigration debate wants a big wall and the other side wants reform, especially on the deferred action for childhood arrivals or DACA program, it's hard to see how compromise can get negotiated. It almost happened a few weeks ago, but they're back to the drawing board in Congress today. So what can compromise look like? We're going to begin the show today finding out how one Republican congressman in Colorado is navigating compromise in the immigration debate, a lawmaker in a district that itself is changing. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
In 2010, Mike Kaufman's district was radically redrawn, and the Republican congressman found himself no longer representing a deeply conservative district, but a liberal-leaning one with Asian, African, and especially Latino immigrants. So Kaufman got a tutor to study Spanish.
Oh, I've been learning. I studied in the past, but didn't care. I mean, it's just like, how to do in college. Took a pass-fail at the University of Colorado. Just wanted to get through it.
Kaufman's Spanish has improved a lot, and he now regularly does radio and television interviews in Spanish.
Es un proyecto de ley para ayudar. Tell him when it was a little tough. Yeah, he spoke very rapidly.
Over the past few years, Kaufman has emerged as a moderate Republican voice on immigration reform. Last year, he introduced a bipartisan bill called the Bridge Act, a three-year extension of DACA, basically a way to buy some time for Congress and DACA recipients.
It's not the preferred route, because I think there's a great opportunity for a permanent solution, some sort of version of the DREAM Act.
For some, the Bridge Act doesn't come anywhere close to being enough. Juan Gallegos was born in Mexico, came to the U.S. when he was 12, and went to college here. He's now 28. He's a DACA recipient and carries an ID card with the date his legal status here expires.
Let me pull it out, because that would be easier to look at. It's August 28, 2019.
That may seem like a ways off, but if no solution were reached by then,
I'd probably go back to working under the table somewhere or a restaurant or doing something just to survive, you know.
Gallegos directs the CERC Action Fund, an immigrants' rights group. He says, yes, Kaufman introduced a bill to help people like him, but the bill hasn't gone anywhere.
You can be the lone wolf and sponsor 5 million bills, but if you don't convince anyone to actually pass something, then it's just lip service.
So immigrant advocacy groups are putting the pressure on Kaufman.
Hi, Juan. So the reason for my call is I'm trying to see if you are a supporter of the DREAM Act.
They're phone banking, holding rallies, and registering immigrant voters. They've been doing this for years. Carlo Castedo with the group Mi Familia Vota says Kaufman needs to be a much stronger advocate for one of the most diverse districts in the nation, and not just attend festivals or town halls and shake some hands.
I went into one of his constituency meetings, and when I asked him questions, because I was genuinely wanting to know what his position is, you know, beyond partisan points, he told me to go and look at his website.
But is Kaufman just playing politics? Monique Lovato, who directs the Denver-based Mi Casa Resource Center, says Kaufman has been responsive to his constituents and provided support. She says, though, on DACA, it's mostly been rhetoric.
The challenge is going to be in the House of Representatives. In the next 2 weeks is Mike Kaufman's time to, you know, either shine or not. It's time for him to put his money where his mouth is and speak up for the DACA recipients in his district. These are his constituents.
As for Kaufman, he says he's been doing all that can be done, including working across the aisle.
I've been very active. There will always be partisan voices out there for their specific political interests. No Republican could ever do enough for them.
And remember, Kaufman is a Republican, and conservative groups that favor tighter controls on immigration have attacked him for his evolving positions. That said, Kaufman, who served in the Army and Marines, is also pushing for enhanced border security and tighter immigration laws going forward. Kaufman says he thinks they can pass the most substantial immigration overhaul since 1986. He's been a critic of President Trump, but thinks the president can be the one to see it through.
In a way, I think this president has an opportunity. If he quit saying strange, goofy things, I think that would help. But he has a tremendous opportunity, I think, to be that Nixon to China on immigration reform. And that's what I'm hoping for. And that's what I'm optimistic for.
With midterm elections looming, if nothing gets done before November, Mike Kaufman is surely going to catch a lot of heat. Then again, he could catch heat for getting things done. For The World, Jason Margolis, Aurora, Colorado.